If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. When you're running your own company, there's gonna be a lot of failures. If you're doing real estate investing, there's gonna be a lot of fails. It's just, everything doesn't work out perfectly, unfortunately.
At this moment, I'm a bit nervous because I decided, at least my wife and I, we decided that we wanna try going to California and living in Carmel for a month or so and seeing how the companies run remotely. And this morning I will talk to our team and they will essentially give me the a-okay or the nay, because I don't want to leave the company in a state where everyone feels uncomfortable and it puts all the pressure on the managers and the other founders, and I just don't want to be that guy. If I'm here to be the leader, I have to make sacrifices to be the leader, but I also want to figure out how to live life a little differently. So it's weird. These are all people that I work with every day, and my heart is just beating because I'm so nervous about what they're going to say, and I'm worried that I'm going to have to make a sales pitch to them to convince them to let me leave for a month. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really, really interesting. The meeting with the team went A+. I got the green ahead go to head to Carmel for a month in October. So I'm very amped about that. Very amped. I'm blessed to have an awesome team, and I'm really excited to spend a month trying to figure out how to really do my job remotely and see if I can create the same, if not better, results. So that's ultimately what I'm going to be trying to do. And you know, the biggest thing is, you know, I preach every day. I preach the idea of doing what you love and pursuing your passion and taking the risk. Honestly, it has taken me years to finally pursue this risk. I have talked about this for multiple years and I haven't had the guts or the courage to go for it. So I'm officially going for it. It might not be perfect, it might not be smart, but it's what I'm gonna do. I'm pretty pumped about it. Like, now that I'm actually committed to it, it feels really good. I couldn't sleep last night because I was thinking about it all night, because I was like, should I commit? Should I not commit? Is it the right thing to do? Are people gonna come with? Like, will the team like it? Will they not like it? And that just changed everything. I feel great now. It's hugely important. Hugely, incredibly important to have friends that push you. This is how sweaty and tired I am after, oh, my hat's broken. Sweaty and tired I am after the warm-up to our leg workout that us friends are committing to, because we're gonna work on increasing our vertical. I frankly suck at jumping. I suck at doing legs. And I'm lucky to have friends that push me beyond just business. They push me to do things to keep me in shape too. So find a good group of friends. Find people around you that will legitimately push you to be your best. Even if it makes you uncomfortable, even if those people make you uncomfortable, and sometimes it might suck, but any person around you should be there to improve your life, to make you a better you. And if you don't have people around you that do that, it's time to look for other people. Something that I think we kind of all suck at is staying connected with people. I mean, the saying always goes, you're as strong as your network. And you know, I think that's pretty true. And I'm making the effort the next couple of days to reach out to 10 to 20 people a day that I've been in contact with in the past and just saying, Here's the deal. I suck at staying connected. I am really sorry. What can I do for you? And what projects are you working on right now? Because I'd love to help in any way that I can. And I'm essentially just opening the door to start talking to them. I'm opening the door to start talking to them again. And you know, that means that I'll probably put all their names on my Google Calendar, and I'll get reminders every couple of months to reach out again, see how they're doing. I just want to stay in their life, and I just want to genuinely provide them value.
Meeting with the Minnesota Science Museum today. As you can tell, cool background for my meeting. A couple of fossils. And we'll see if they understand the concept of crowd solving. It will be fascinating to see how we relate to each other, because frankly, I actually didn't think the Science Museum would be a organization that would be interested in innovating differently. So this should be a fun one. All right, I said I'd give you an update. I'm giving you an update from the same spot. I came to the same area of the museum just so you can look at the T-Rex a little more. Went insanely well. They are interested. They're working on getting a team together to move forward because they actually want to, the Science Museum of Minnesota. They want to work on essentially designing multiple challenges around millennials and Gen Z. They want to get us, our generation, in the door, and they want to figure out how to actually create real value for younger college students, essentially. So I'm excited. I'm really excited, because I'm excited to bring them value, because I think there's a lot of potential here, and the Science Museum has a huge value add for people of my age. So really, well, I think we just closed another deal, so big. You get hit to the ground a lot as an entrepreneur. As you can see, I have fixed this roof in our building. Right here, this leaky roof up there. I fixed it probably 7, 8, 9, 10 times, and it has been fixed multiple times. Last time it was fixed for so long that I actually redid all the ceiling tiles in here, and 3 days after I fixed the ceiling tiles, boom, leaky, and you just gotta do it again. And you know, it's the same as when you start and run your own company. When you're running your own company, there's gonna be a lot of failures. If you're doing real estate investing, there's gonna be a lot of fails. It's just, everything doesn't work out perfectly, unfortunately. And you know, that's a huge negative, but it's also a huge positive. Because if you're willing to work through those fails, if you're willing to work through that hard work, if that made sense, kind of, if you're willing to take the hits over and over and keep on pushing, then you're going to win. Then you're going to achieve more than the person sitting next to you. Because 98, 99, I don't know what the percentage is, a large percentage of people will give up if they get hit over and over and over. So just keep on trying, keep pushing, and I guarantee it will all work out.